our sins, and we thank you for watching over us, and we thank you for blessing us each and every morning, and we thank you for the gift that you have given us, and Father, most of all, we thank you for the favor that you have placed over each and every one of our lives. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, for them saying yes. And we just thank you so much, God, that right now in the name of Jesus, that because of Artists International, people are being blessed each and every moment of the day. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for saying yes to you and creating this call, because it is a blessing unto so many people. So we just thank you, and we command the airwaves right now that there will be no hindrances, there will be no disruptions, there will be no static. There will be no drop calls. This call will go forth with clarity, and the message will be heard. And we just thank you for our speaker, Pastor Derek, that is coming on the line and letting us know what you need us to hear for this day. Lord, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, you all have a victorious day, and remember to greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I am now turning the call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Minister Benita. Take it away, and Merry Christmas. I haven't heard from you. I love you much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Sister. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Praise God for you. And as Minister LaShawn would say, in Jesus' joy. Good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Benita Cates, and I'm here in New Jersey. We love and appreciate you. We do not take it lightly that you join us each and every morning. We welcome the new member, the newest member this morning, and it is our pleasure to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day. We are here, the Master's Call family. We've been here since October 25, 2010, and we are here live Monday through Friday, and we're excited to praise God as Minister LaShawn opened us up in prayer, and as we call it, our telecommunication sanctuary. And we are so, so happy that Minister LaShawn has tagged this day Favor Friday. So we do stand in favor, and God is definitely blessing us during this holiday season. This call was founded by two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. Our mission, our scripture is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So you see, we open up in prayer, and we will close in prayer. For those of you that are joined us that are regular listeners, we do appreciate that. But for others, please take this number, 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. That is a number to share with someone today. Pass that number along. Be a minister in the marketplace. Tell them, wow, I was just so blessed this morning, and I heard an awesome call this morning, and I'd like to share it with you. We also have a website that you can go to that will archive all of our previous messages, and it's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, it's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We also have an email account where you can send all your praise reports and your prayer requests, and it's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. After this call, we will have a session where you can just stay on the line and share your praise reports with us, because we love to hear those. After this call, also, there's an awesome call, the morning motivational call that is spearheaded by our lovely woman of God, and that is, you heard her on the line, our godmother, Dorothy Cook. Her number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539598-POUND. Well, here's the big news. All roads lead to Texas. They tell me they do it big in Texas. There is a huge empowerment event that's being held in Texas at the Houston Marriott at South Hobby Airport. So we are starting our year off on the correct foot, and we are going there. Everyone will be there. If you're not there, you are, as we would say back in the day, square. So you're going to want to be at that event, the empowerment event that's in January. Go to your back office, check out what I'm talking about, but know that they do it big in Houston, and I'm looking forward to it. We also have, you might not be interested in $90,000 in 90 days, but I'm telling you, it's been done and it's being done. So we have a 90-day, 90K journey that many of us are on. I want you to ask somebody, what the heck is she talking about? $90,000. Yes, 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 yes. Many of us on the line have done it. You can do it too. So I just want to make sure I get all of these things out the way before I bring forth this awesome man of God, and that I can sit down in the sanctuary and listen to the word. But I've gotten a lot of that housekeeping out of the way. So get prepared to listen to what this awesome man of God has to say to you this morning, Pastor Derek Allen, who I've had the personal pleasure of meeting at the first Kings of Artists event that was held in New Jersey. So I've had the personal pleasure of meeting this man. He's been pastoring for 13 years, and he's the senior pastor of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn. Woo-hoo, Brooklyn! And Pastor Allen is married to Beverly, and they have three wonderful children. God, he's been blessed. In addition, God has blessed him with a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law and three grandchildren. Oh, wow, Pastor, that is awesome. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his license to preach in Trinidad. He further studied his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim Challenge World Vision Today, Effective Communication, Christian Leadership, and Evangelizing in Hindu. Wow, Pastor John, you are awesome. This man wears many, many hats. He's traveled to Africa. He is a worldwide traveler. I am so excited to hear what he has to say. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. Praise God for you, Pastor. I am so excited to hear what you have to give us this morning. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. Are you hearing me this morning?
I'm doing awesome. There you go. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you this morning, artist family. Amen. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, my dear, my sister, for that introduction. Amen. Thank you for keeping me in your prayer. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the entire listening family this morning. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a bright, a heartfelt, amen, healthy, prosperous 2014. Amen. We praise God this morning. And as we continue, I remember I spoke sometime earlier this month. Amen. And I was excited to share about these four women, amen, that jumped out of Matthew chapter number 1, talking about unusual women, an unusual situation that God would allow, amen, people with backgrounds that are not, amen, what we would call up there, people who have spots and rankle and different things in their lives, but God would choose them to be in the live genealogy of Jesus Christ. So I want to just continue to pick up from there this morning. Father, we give you thanks and praise, giving you the glory and the honor this morning. It's indeed a privilege, oh God, that we can come together and be an encouragement to one another. So, Lord, I pray that you would hide me and anoint me with that anointing that I pray for so frequently. Have your way, I pray. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter number 1, verse 1 through verse 7. And just to reiterate, amen, those verses this morning, it said, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham, Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren. And Judah begot Perez and Zerah of Tamar. And Perez begot Ezra, and Ezra begot Aram, and Aram begot Amminadab. And Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. And Salmon begot Boaz of Rachel, of Rahab, and Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Ruth. And Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon, of whom that had been the wife of Uriah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Again, I'm continuing where I started a few weeks ago. Amen. These four women, four unusual women, and we went through where we talked about, amen, the first two, Tamar. Amen. Praise God. And Rahab. This morning, I'm looking at Galatians, amen, as a supporting scripture. It said, amen, 4:4, it says, but when the time had fully come, I want us to take note of that, that when the time had fully come, God sent a son born of a woman, born under the law. That is when God had perfectly prepared every detail of history. He sent a son into the world. Historians have known for years that at the time of Christ, there was a widespread expectation that something was about to happen. A non-extant religious of the Greece and the Romans held out hope that a deliverer would come from heaven. So in other words, what are you saying, Pastor? I do not understand. Well, what the Word of God is saying is that when everything was set in place, you know the history of man and everything, God prepared his son and sent him to earth. So it is saying that there was an expectation that the deliverer would have come. As a matter of fact, Micah, after his prophecy, we heard about the 400 silent years, and there was no voice and there was no word. But then came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judah. Oh, I'm just giving you some footnotes this morning. So we understand that the Jews themselves knew that the Messiah would come according to his prophecy. The Persians studied the heavens, and they knew the time was at hand. There was a desire, a hope, a yearning, a deep feeling, a trodden in the heart of humanity that someone must appear who would radically change the world. No, they weren't, amen, consciously expecting Jesus Christ per se, but they were conscious that somebody was to come. And we look at the life of Jesus and how Jesus was born to Mary. Amen. Praise God. And Joseph was exposed to her. They were exposed. They were engaged. And Joseph was kind of a mad. But we understand this morning that when God, hallelujah, want to do something, God did it the way he wanted it to be done. This morning, my message is about the woman, but we can look at our own lives, the woman. We can look at our own lives this morning. As I would always try to encourage folks, understanding that all of us were not born into wealth. All of us were not born into the elite family. A lot of us on this call this morning, we were born grassroots in the ghetto, in the trench town. Amen. I came from a place in Trinidad where men, young men are sitting on the block and just wasting their life. When I go back home now, I can see some of those people in the same place that I left them 25 years ago. So I want you to understand this morning that this message is for those who are rejects. This message is for those who folks have given up on, understanding that when you come into relationship with God, God can turn your life around. Is anybody hearing me this morning? So these people that were expecting somebody, but not that they were expecting Jesus Christ. orchestrated, amen, that Jesus would come and the lineage of Jesus would not be one of prestige. But when you look at his great, 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 great grandfather, oh my God, you could understand this morning that God can do great and mighty things. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Matthew 1 tells us that Jesus Christ had a root. He had a family tree. He didn't just drop out of heaven. He didn't just appear magically on the scene, but at a perfect moment of history. Oh, this is the thing that is getting me this morning. At a perfect time in history, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus had a family, a human family, that is. He had a mother, he had a father, amen, and a history. He's not some fictional character, but God this morning allows something to happen strange. According to Matthew, chapter number 1, these four women, four unusual women. I told you about Tamar, amen. I told you about Rahab, who was a prostitute, who was a liar, amen. But God, she had a heart for the people of God. So let me go to the third woman. And if you missed these two that I spoke of before, you got to get back to the call. Get back to the playback information, and you can grab, oh my God, this morning, I'm feeling this word, what was there because of time. I go to woman number 3, Ruth. The more significant point about Ruth is that she too was not a Jew. I want you to understand this morning, and as I was telling the church on Sunday, if you're not a Jew, then you're a Gentile. And if you're not a Gentile, then you are a Jew. It doesn't matter your religious persuasion. It doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, amen, monk, Hare Krishna, Hindu, Protestant. It doesn't matter who you are this morning. If you're not a Jew, then you're a Gentile. We need to understand this morning, Ruth. Oh, my God. She was, in fact, from the country of Moab. And that takes us back to Genesis 19, and that and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. On that dreadful day, Lot, amen, escaped Sodom with his wife and their two daughters. His wife was turned into a pillar of salt. I want you to hear me this morning. But Lot and his daughters found favor in a cave, or refuge in a cave. His daughters eventually had been badly affected by the time in Sodom because they conspired to lure their father into sleeping with them. Man of God, woman of God, this morning, sometimes we read some things in our back